a courageous soldier, a courageous sister among us. And this morning we can kind of see, and I love Democracy Now, but we know we need people again in our communities. And Wake Up Call, I mean, that's the flagship program. And, you know, you got to get used to it not being on as long, because that means you can't deal with as many things locally as we need to. But another one of our courageous producers and fighters, Mimi Rosenberg! I was horrible.
What do you mean? You were on this morning. I didn't recognize that voice. I have to say, I always have to acknowledge my elders and those who are the leaders in the community struggle, because that's where I take my cues from. And one of them said something funny to me. I said, you know, Lynn Stewart, you're amazing. You really have such conviction. And she said, whatever you do, don't use that word with me.
I get it.
Yeah, it's about, listen, let me just say something about, people are still saying, what's happening and why is it happening? I want you to think, the station is over 40 years old. It's over 40 years of broadcast. It survived and was there during McCarthyism. It was there during the most vicious forms of Jim Crow and police state organization in the Black Belt in this country. And that's what it cared about, that's what it reported about, and that's what it thwarted. So somebody says, wait a minute, this ain't Rush Limbaugh in terms of the numbers of people. It's not Democracy Now in terms of the numbers of stations. But what do we have? 150 square mile radius of broadcast communication space. What does that mean? It makes us incredibly dangerous. It makes us incredibly dangerous to the status quo. We have this enormous power that exists no place else in the tri-state area. I'm sorry, BCAT doesn't, MNN doesn't, The Nation magazine certainly doesn't, various other social democratic forums. BAI stood as this precious, wonderful gem of resistance. No, it's not just about a voice for the voiceless, because more than that, because that only becomes academic. What we are is a vehicle for activism. For activism. For fundamentally changing the status quo. We are partisans. We have a class perspective. We have an anti-racist perspective. We are not merely voyeurs of struggle. And so when you can't internalize that struggle and make your own workplace one of democracy and dissent and activism and a microcosm of what media should be, which is there as a handmaiden in service to the people who are ignored in the media, the people who are lied about in the media. And I just want to pull up one little example, which I learned about. I met a sister on a bus. She had a flyer, and I intervened and asked her, what was the flyer? And the brother's name who the flyer about was Basir Farrell, 30 years old, killed on Mother's Day, beaten to death by the Newark Police Department. So what does BAI do? What is it there for? I'm sorry, for me, I like Noam Chomsky, although Lord knows there are some Black, Latino, Asian, Pacific, and indigenous theoreticians and scholars and activists who we should have on. I don't remember them having John Hope Franklin at a major event in Riverside with people dribbling in hysteria and euphoria. Not that I'm putting down Noam, but there's a bias. But to me, this woman, who was the aunt of Basir, needed that space to say her family was in agony. This is deja vu over again. Who is gonna say? say that if not BAI? Now, wait a minute. When you asked the sister on the bus to talk about her nephew who was beaten to death, is that the two credit card family? Is that about necessarily growing your audience? It's not. It's about substance and character and how you see the function of this station. Now, let me just be absolutely clear about something. People say, wait a minute, you're saying there's racism going on. How could that be? There are people of dark hue who are in fundamental positions of control. But what it is about, is there a liberatory consciousness? Is there a message of self-determination of one's community? Is there a historic context that people operate in that say, I will respect your self-determination? It's not about my determination of what your tactic and your strategy should be. That's the fundamental difference. So yes, there's racism, and I want to point out, it's sometimes very hard to understand how it happens. Have you seen any full-page ads in the El Diario? Have you seen Mr. Steve Brown pay for any full-page ads in the Amsterdam? But you did see a full-page ad pushing Noam Chomsky, the penultimate, and it's not about putting down Chomsky, but Lord knows he is not the only theoretician in this country. But it's about going to the Nation magazine with a fundamentally white staff, with one African-American regular writer, Pat Williams, with a demographic that is almost overwhelmingly white middle class. That's where the full page ad is. So there's a choice that's made. Who does this administration want to be its audience? Who is it contributing to? Who is it catering to? If you go to an event, and I just, you know, it's amazing. I went to an event that the Nation did on the economic crisis. And the line was around the corner. It was at Ethical Culture. And Barbara Ehrenreich was speaking, and Joseph Stiglitz was speaking, and so on. And they did have one African-American speaker. They had Bill Fletcher. And I looked at the audience, and it was painful. There were hundreds of people there. Hundreds and hundreds, and nobody decipherably African American or Asian or Latino or indigenous.
Yeah, that's right.
And you ask the organizers, and they say it's a marvelous success. We've gone back in the so-called white movement, the white left movement, and frankly it's a social democratic and a liberal movement at best that's up there. They do not care. The demographic that has the money, that they think will grow the audience, is a point of major differentiation between us. I hope I'm trying real hard to get this across. For me, it's not a matter of name recognition. It's not, we'll put on the best A, B, or C list names we can get from Hollywood to grow our audience. Hey, I'll grab Chuck D. I'll grab Rosie Perez. I want Sharonda Smalls, who's the aunt of Basir Farrell, who was beaten to death by the police, to be the one who has access to the airwaves. I want to grow our movement inside the station using media to facilitate the aims and aspirations of radical revolutionary struggles for fundamental change. I want somebody who doesn't necessarily have a credit card, but is going to say, you know something, I believe in the redistribution of wealth. That's what I care about. So when somebody says, wait a minute, you got a little bit of a factionalized struggle, it's not. It's deadly serious. It's a whole ideological framework of difference. Do you care about allowing oppressed people to exercise self-determination? Do you care about workers to have grievance proceedings? They say, wait a minute, you're not workers, you're not paid, a lot of you. Didn't they say that to slave labor? Didn't they say that to indentured servants? Don't they say that to wet workers? Well, of course people who use their labor power are workers. They need to be respected. They need to be allowed to organize. These folks refuse to honor the contract and recognition of the unpaid staff organizing committee. They hate labor. They hate unions. They operate in a hierarchical, authoritarian form, and they have absolutely assimilated, regardless of you, a dominant Eurocentric culture that would grow the audience and grow the revenue at the expense of really progressive, in-your-face politics, which if we never needed it before, we need it now. So let me tell you something. I don't care about, there didn't need to be 1,000 people here today. There will be. But there are in spirit and energy, because every one of you here represents grassroots struggles. You, it's your station. It's all of the Sharonda Smalls. It's not their station. Whose station is it? Whose station is it? And I just want to say, and I'm looking for some smart ideas. Yes, I have been canceled. And frankly, it's hard to be in the station with such a venomous and vicious group. I am a loyalist. I am collegial. I love the folks who were removed from the station. I have to say this. Brother Bernard White has spent his adult life as a worker here. He is a kind, he is a considerate person. He built a relationship to a community that is beloved to him, and it is invaluable to us who have lived in such a segregated reality. He's managed to breach that. I love Io Harrington, who represents the people behind the walls who would be thrown away and then sacrificed every day in this juggernaut of capitalist exploitation and hurt to people. And I love people like Don DeBar, who have the courage and conviction to say, to hell with you. This is where I belong. This is where I will give my time and energy to. And mostly, I really love our listeners because they are symbiotic. They are the station. They are the struggle. They're dedicated, they're committed, and they risk themselves, not a sacrifice, because it's a joy to be part of a movement for enhancing and bettering people's lives. And I want you not for 1 minute to be daunted by this struggle. We will take back BAI. It's your station. You will shape it in your image. You are the faces of beauty. You are the faces against capitalism, for national liberation. And I thank you. You are really fabulous. Whose station? A little more spiritual fervor. Whose station? Hey, the left wing isn't doing so well there. Come on, William. Whose station? Thank you, sisters and brothers.
Thank you, Mimi. Mimi Rosenberg, the force of nature, the progressive force of nature.